third place overall. I think a respectable third place coach. You said Minden, obviously the favorites. They won at Broken Bow, and then you're right there in third place. So not too bad for the girls.
Yeah, they're not too bad. We thought maybe we could sneak in and get a runner-up. We knew Minden was going to be probably untouchable. We just needed probably one more girl, you know, maybe just to fill another weight class and maybe just a couple more matches to go our way. But overall, it was a great day for us, for sure.
And a great tune-up as you get ready for, of course, this coming weekend. But had some medalists, had some girls really step up and have some good matches on Saturday, didn't they?
We did. We had three champions, Peyton, Mika, and Kaylee Steinbeck were all champions. We had one runner-up, and we almost had another champion there. Kaylee Hunter was real close. She just needed to finish a takedown right at the end when time ran out, and she could have been a champion also. But, yeah, we had three champions and Kaylee runner-up. And then we had Alexis Steinbeck third place and Maria Rodriguez Hernandez finished in third place. So overall, we got all the girls on the medal stand. We had Eden McPherson. She tried to go with that shoulder injury and just couldn't quite make it through the match. And so we took her out for the rest of the day. But we got everybody else on the medal stand, so that was good.
You'll have a couple of days, Coach, to get some things done before Saturday, some good work, and rest up a little bit as well, I bet, aren't they?
That's right. The postseason is here, so it's going to be a big week for us in the practice room and just get things tuned up, stay healthy, and go give our best shot on Saturday. And hopefully a lot of good things happen for us. Maybe we can catch a couple upsets and see how it goes.
Top four from each weight class then qualify for the state meet. Is that right, Coach?
That's right. There's 14 Class A, four teams there, and four from each weight class will go. So it's going to be an awful tough district, probably one of the better districts in the state, I would say. You got Norfolk, probably the best Class A team there, and then Lexington and Grand Island Northwest, and Beatrice not too far behind.
My next question is, who do you think the favorite is going to be? And kind of Norfolk and Lexington, what kind of one and two, huh?
Yeah, definitely Norfolk. They won the Class A duels there. And the girls last Thursday, so they're probably definitely the top of the bunch there. But you know, Lex is solid, they're deep, they got a good team. But when we seen Grand Island Northwest at the Higgins tournament in Lexington, they really impressed me. So they bring some good girls. They got a couple schools out of Omaha. You got Omaha Westview, and they've got some quality wrestlers too. So it's going to be a lot of depth and just a tough tournament.
Well, it's on your home mats. College should be packed, Coach. You don't have to get in a bus or a van to travel any place, right in their home mats, and hopefully the fans will come out and support you. I'm sure they will coming up on Saturday.
I think so. Yeah, we sure hope so. That's going to be an advantage for us, having our girls in town here and being the hometown atmosphere. And yeah, if we can get a bunch of fans in the stands, you know, from the area and have them rooting for our girls, that's only going to help.